If you want to start creating and selling digital products, come join us over in the Digital Magic membership. You get access to my digital product bootcamp, 30 digital product ideas every single month, exclusive masterclasses, co-working sessions, 50 ways to promote your digital product, and so much more. Head on over to herownmagic.com/DMM, and I will see you there. What's up, magical human? Hey, if you're like me and you want to create a bigger impact on the world, why not share your knowledge and talents with others? Welcome to the podcast, where I share marketing strategies, product creation tips, and real-life stories of how women all over the world are using their knowledge and creativity to build a life and business they love on their terms. I'll share with you over a decade of knowledge and show you how you can take what you already know and do and package it into a digital product like a course, membership site, or digital download that sells globally. I'm Amy Jo, and you're listening to the Digital Magic Podcast. We have almost 2,000 people in the Digital Product Female Entrepreneurs Facebook group, and one of the common themes that I am seeing as far as people answering the questions, like before they get accepted into the group, one of the questions is, what do you want to sell? One of the common themes that I'm seeing is digital downloads. So I thought now would be a perfect time to do an episode all about selling digital downloads. So today we are going to be talking about the three things that you need really when it comes to selling any type of really product, service, anything online, but you know I love talking about digital products, so we're going to talk about the three things that you need in order to sell a digital product, and this is so good for people who are looking to sell digital downloads. It's a perfect fit. Now, this episode is brought to you by me because I have been in the online space since I was 12 years old, but I have been selling digital products specifically since 2016. Okay, I've done that for myself, but I've also worked with tons of clients all over the planet, people making their first dollar online to clients making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, even $40,000 to $50,000 per month selling online digital products and services. Okay, so I know a thing or two about a thing or two. I've been on the back ends of these funnels. I built these funnels personally, and I built these websites personally, and so I can tell you these are the main three things. We're going to break it down too, but I'm going to make it super simple. And the reason I'm going to make it so simple is because the online space is so confusing. There's a million things out there. There's like shiny objects literally everywhere that is going to distract you to make you want to do this or design that or do this or that. You know, it's a lot. My goal is to help make it easier for you to sell things online because I think we all have amazing knowledge, amazing gifts, skills, talents, everything that we can share with the world. And one of the coolest ways that you can do it is by doing it in the online space and making money doing it. Because not only can you help people locally, of course, if they find you online, but you can also help people on the other side of the planet. And I think that is the coolest thing ever. It helps you. It helps your wallet. It helps make the impact that you want. It helps everything, right? But you have to know how to do it. And so if we can simplify it, make it easier, and make you more confident in feeling like you can do it, it's a win-win for everybody. Globally. So here we go. The three things. You need a product. You need an audience. You need a way to accept payment and deliver your thing. Those are the three things. We're going to break each step down, but these are the three things. That's all you need is three things. You need some sort of something that you're going to create and deliver to your audience that you're going to build, and you need a way for them to be able to pay you for it so that you get compensated for the work that you've done, and you need to be able to deliver it to them in a way that's easy, in a way that doesn't lock you down to where you're stuck at a computer 24/7, to where you're stuck in a cubicle, to where you're, you know, stuck anywhere. You want to be able to be mobile. And I will tell you, there is no greater feeling than, well, there's a lot of good feelings. There's a lot of good feelings when you're doing this stuff, okay? But there is a really good feeling when you get to a place where you don't have to ask anyone permission to take a vacation. My family and I just went on a magical little vacation. And I didn't have to ask off work. I didn't have to talk to a boss. I was the boss. Did I have to do a little bit of work on vacation? Yes, but I did it on my time, on my terms, when my family was chilling and when we didn't have any plans. Like, it was all up to me because I run the show over here, okay? You can run your own show. But you need a product, you need an audience, and you need a way to accept payment and deliver your product. So let's talk about that first, your product. Now, you guys know I love talking about digital products. I think it's the most amazing way to go. You don't have to worry about shipping, packaging, any of that stuff. You get to create something online, whether it's a training, a tutorial, an ebook, Amazon KDP, print on demand. Like, there are a million different types of digital products that you can sell, or, you know, products that you can deliver digitally where you are kind of hands off as far as the packaging, the shipping, all of that. There's a ton of different ways to go, but you have to pick something that makes sense to you and makes sense to what you want to create. So something that's going to be easy for you to create, that's not going to be overwhelming, that's going to light you up, that's going to light your fire, that's going to make that impact that you want to deliver to the planet, right? And so when it comes to creating and picking that digital product, a lot of people get stuck right here because it feels very overwhelming. You're like, I want to make a million things. Which one do I pick? Well, let's break it down. Let's ask a couple questions to ourselves. What do we know? What skills do we have? What is the easiest way for us to teach someone a snippet of what we know? And I say a snippet because a lot of people want to jump into, you know, the digital product world by creating a course that's like 52 modules long, a million videos, and that feels very overwhelming. It takes them 6 months to do it, and then it's a lot. So you don't have to start there. You can start very easily with digital downloads like we're talking about today. This could be an ebook. It could be a PDF. It could, you know what? A digital download could even be a masterclass or a video training of you if you want to do something like that. It's something that is very simple. It teaches something so that the person who purchases it gets some sort of result. It could be a small win. It could be a big win if you want to. It's up to you. But you want to create something that's going to be, you know, picking a digital product that's going to be easy for you to sit down and create, that's going to feel fun for you to do. If it doesn't feel fun for you to do, you're not going to do it, right? Right. So that is number one as far as creating your digital product. And if you want help mapping out this situation of what you want to create, you can download my digital product workbook and work through these questions to help you kind of narrow down exactly what you want to offer. It's on my website. Go to herownmagic.com. But once you have this idea of what you want to create, you want to actually create it, right? So you're going to head over to Canva. I actually got a question in the Facebook group as far as my favorite programs to create digital downloads. And one of them, of course, you know, I love Canva. And then the other one is Designer. It's DESIGNERR.io. And it's really good as far as creating ebooks. So I know there's people out there who are thinking about doing like Amazon KDP and wanting to create ebooks to sell on there. That may be a software that you want to look at. That paired with something like ChatGPT to help you write the ebook. Hey, win-win. Super fast, super awesome. You can customize it, you can design it, but it's going to get you up and running sooner than later. Both of those, or I guess all three of those softwares will get you up and running sooner than later. So, product. We've made the product. We know kind of what we're doing. We know who we want to talk to. We have this product created, but then what? We don't have anyone to sell to. What are we doing? One thing that I like to do, y'all know I love testimonials. I love getting reviews. If you can get testimonials and reviews for this thing that you just created by giving that to like a handful of people, get their feedback, tweak things that need to be tweaked, get it to where it's, you know, really lovely and you really love it and you're excited to put it out there. And then you're going to look at all of your platforms that you have going on right now. Maybe you only have phone contacts. Maybe you have emails. Maybe you have Instagram. You're going to start seeing where your chunk of audience is. And this is where we start talking about publishing. So what is that platform that you're going to show up on consistently to start delivering some value, to start building that audience, getting people comfortable with who you are, what you do? And I get a lot of questions as far as, how do I do this? Like, I don't want to show my face. How do I show up? You know, what does that process even look like? And my answer to that is you have to show up in a way that feels comfortable to you. See how this all revolves around you, honestly. Like, you have to show up in a way that feels comfortable. You have to create products that make you feel excited to actually sit down and create them. So this is very you-centric in this creativity piece, because the biggest roadblocks and the things that are going to stop us from creating the thing all starts with us. Like, if we get overwhelmed, if we get anxious, if we don't feel comfortable showing our face online, all of these things can be roadblocks, but you're not going to do that, right? You're going to do this in a way that feels comfortable to you. And so there are people out there. I am ish kind of one of them, because I don't like showing my face all over social, at least not at this time. I've told that story before in a previous podcast, but not right now, which is fine. But the way that I like to show up is I like showing up in my podcast, and I like showing up in my membership, and I like showing up on summits and doing podcast interviews and doing things like that. I'm not a big selfie taker for the most part, and so that doesn't feel aligned with me currently at this moment. And so if you are kind of like that, where you're like, I don't kind of want to be on, you know, behind the scenes, I don't really want to show my face right now, there are people out there doing faceless channels. And honestly, they are predicting that 2024 is going to be the year of faceless, because a lot of people are starting to pull back as far as being like the face of channels and the face of social media platforms. And if you look now on social for like platforms that you follow, maybe you're starting to notice this, maybe not. I don't know. I am. But I am starting to follow like quote pages and inspirational pages and like day of my life things that don't even show the person. Like, I just want to see what you're doing and that sort of thing. You know what I mean? And so that could be a direction that you go, is having a faceless Instagram or a faceless YouTube channel, if that feels more comfortable to you, or maybe it's a podcast. But your goal, your job now, as far as building your audience and like getting out there and showing up and sharing your thing, is to do it in a way that feels comfortable to you, and to do it consistently in a way that feels comfortable to you. Okay. Now the last piece is, how are we going to deliver this thing, and how are we going to accept payments of this thing that we just made? Oh, this is a big one, because this comes down to like tech and software, and you know, this can be another little roadblock. We're not going to let that happen, right? Stay with me. Let's talk through this. This is where one of your kind of big questions comes into play. At least the big for now questions is, where do you want to sell online? Do you want to have a website or like a stand store or something like that? Like, do you want kind of a standalone thing where you are responsible for driving the traffic there, where you are responsible for getting eyeballs on your thing, where you can run ads if you want to, where you can do, you know, multiple different things as far as running traffic to your thing? Or do you want to go to a platform that already has buyers there every single day? So an example of this would be Etsy. So that is your big question. Like, do you want to be responsible for your traffic? Do you want to have more options as far as driving traffic and things like that? Or do you want to start in a place that already has buyers ready for you? Both of them have pros and cons. I can't tell you which one is better. I can tell you, for me personally, I like being in charge of my own thing. I like building my own email list. I like being in charge of, like, if I want to run ads, or if I want to like be a part of a summit and have a place to send people who, you know, want my freebie or whatever through a summit. That's why I like having my own website. That in itself, though, doesn't mean that you can't do both at some time, but we're just going to pick one right now because we don't want to get overwhelmed. Okay, so there's pros and cons to doing either one. You just got to pick one, and you got to stick with it for more than a day, more than a week, more than a month. Whatever platform you are, whatever you're selling, you're going to stick with it. You can do it. I know this is the hard part, because there's a million things that we want to sell, but we're going to get really good at selling one thing. We're going to sell it over and over and over, and then we start branching out and building, and you can, you know, then start kind of building that brand and the things around it. Now, I'm going to tell you, if it were me, so if I was starting over and if I was starting from square one, or if I was working with someone who is brand new to the online space and they come to me and they say, hey, I want to sell this digital download, I want to sell this workbook or this ebook, how do I do this? Like, where do I even start? This is what I would tell them. I would say, hey, there is a software called system.io. It is free to start, up to 2,000 contacts. So once you have your 2,000th person, and there's like $27 a month after that. But to get started, when you're just starting out, it's totally free. All you gotta do is buy a domain name if you want and attach it. But it's system.io. It's a very easy way that you can build a funnel. It's probably one of the easiest funnel building platforms, the easiest, the cheapest, the everything, honestly. It's a great way to get started. You don't have to worry about building a huge website. You don't have to worry about building a blog. You don't have to worry about going, you know, 0 to 60. All you are worried about at this point in time is having a place to send potential buyers. And that place is going to be on system.io. They already have templates built for you. They already have a sales page built for you. It's literally plug and play. So what you can do is you can set up your free system.io account. You're going to go to the funnel builder. You're going to click build a sales page. You're going to add in copy. So the copy is the text that you're going to have on the sales page. They already have an order form built for you. It's all set for you. It's plug and play. Super, super easy. And this is the easiest way, in my opinion, that you can get up and rolling super cheap and be responsible for it as far as driving the traffic for it. So, of course, Etsy is easy to get up and running, but if you're wanting to have the control and be able to start building an email list, y'all know how I feel about that. Very important to be in control of those emails. You don't have access to that when you're building on like Etsy and other platforms. I personally like having to build an email list because that gives me access to people who I know are interested in what I have to say. So whenever I have a new product, new service, or new whatever, I have an audience that's already ready to buy from me. And I can tell you when I'm doing summits, when I have new products, when I have things like that, when I do send out an email, they're moneymaker emails. For my clients, they're moneymaker emails that we write because you already have an audience that's primed. They already are interested in what you have to say. So once you put an offer in front of them, they're more likely to purchase. So for me, my idea would be to be like, hey, let's build that email list while we're selling our first workbook so that when we have an additional offer, maybe you want to add in, you know, coaching or service or this or that down the road that's more high ticket. You have people who are interested. You have a pool of people who have probably already purchased from you if that's your only offer, if you don't even have a freebie at the time, they're ready to rock and roll. So I would go that route, and that would be my 2 cents as far as how I would get started selling digital downloads. And if you want a free funnel template, it's already built for you. It has a freebie, it has a sales page, it has an order page, it has a thank you page. Then you can go to herownmagic.com/funnel and you can grab my system.io funnel and import it into your account. How cool is that? Super cool. So you can grab that for free. If you have any questions, head on over to Digital Product Female Entrepreneurs Facebook group. Tag me in there. I would love to help you. And I will see y'all in the next episode. Thanks for tuning in. Bye. Aw, man, this episode's over, but that's okay. You can come hang out in the Digital Product Female Entrepreneurs Facebook group, hang out with thousands of us making digital products, creating awesome, cool things, and selling them to the world. Come get inspired. Come hang out with us. There's thousands of us there, and we cannot wait to support you. Now, if you need some ideas on digital products that you can create and sell, go to herownmagic.com and download my freebie. It's 65 digital products you can create and sell by this weekend. It is waiting for you there. Go check it out. And you have an amazing week. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you next time. Go create your own magic.